Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering, why do dogs play with each other? On a bright sunny morning, while I was getting ready for work, I peeped through my window and saw that three dogs were in their own world playing and rolling. I just zoned out and started to imagine my days on how I used to play football in the field when it was raining. We used to be soaking wet and there was clay on our feet. My parents would scold me for not getting wet in the rain and also bringing the clay into the home. But as usual, I would do the same thing again. Such were some memorable days. Then I immediately zapped out and began to prepare for my work. I want to emphasize the nature of dogs while they are playing with each other. You have seen this quite often but might not be knowing why they are doing it. Dogs, being social creatures, often delight in the presence of other canines, as many dog owners can attest. However, have you ever pondered the reasons behind their fervent enjoyment of playing with fellow dogs? Dogs greatly benefit from interacting with other dogs as a part of their social development. Through such interactions, they acquire important behavioral cues and communication skills crucial for navigating their social world. Play serves as a primary avenue for dogs to socialize and learn from one another. Moreover, playing with fellow canines is an effective means for dogs to fulfill their need for physical activity. Engaging in playful activities like running, jumping, and chasing during interactions helps dogs to maintain their physical health and agility. Additionally, interacting with other dogs provides mental stimulation for dogs. This engagement prompts them to think about their actions and anticipate the movement for their playmates, thereby keeping their mind sharp and engaged. Furthermore, play contributes to the formation of strong bonds and friendships among dogs. The release of endorphins during play fosters positive associations between them, leading to the development of enduring connections over time. Lastly, playing with other dogs aligns with dogs' natural instincts as pack animals. Through play, they establish their roles within the pack hierarchy, either asserting dominance or submitting to others, thus maintaining a harmonious group dynamic. If dogs playing with each other have a scientific explanation, what about other creatures in the animal kingdom? Do they also exhibit similar gestures? Cats often display playful behaviors such as jumping, swatting at objects, and engaging in playful chases with other cats. Additionally, they may demonstrate playful actions like rolling, tumbling, or leaping. Dolphins are renowned for their playful demeanor, frequently participating in activities such as leaping from the water, riding waves, and interacting with the seaweed or pebbles. They also engage in playful behaviors like synchronized swimming with fellow dolphins. Young elephants exhibit notable playfulness, enjoying activities like chasing each other, frolicking in water, playfully sparring with their trunks, and rolling in mud or sand. Octopuses, surprisingly, also exhibit playful tendencies, interacting with the objects like toys or shells using their tentacles. They may indulge in games of hide-and-seek or explore their environment in a playful manner. As we have learned how play is important for animals, what about children? When I was a child, I remember playing most of the time. Whatever the climate may be, play was my first priority. But as life changes, priorities change. Never mind. Play is immensely significant for the holistic development of young children, encompassing physical, cognitive, social, and emotional facets. It fosters motor skills, problem-solving abilities, social interactions, and emotional regulation. However, excessive use of mobile phones among children these days can detrimentally impact play. It diminishes physical activity, curtails social interactions, impede cognitive simulation, and may lead to emotional distress. Thus, while mobile phone offers benefits, it's vital to balance their usage to preserve the essential role of play in children's development and well-being. I'm sure you got value from this episode about why do dogs play with each other. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast, and don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.